So you've got Dr. Chikosky and God Bless Retirement's event coming up. Real estate and banking in 2025. Economic outlook. Huge focus on de-risking deals.
Absolutely.
I bet you're wondering what the economic landscape looks like in Fort Worth, especially heading into that event.
Yeah, no, that's a great point.
So let's break it down.
Yeah, it's all about understanding the nuances of the market, and your timing for this couldn't be better.
Okay.
We've got some interesting dynamics at play, especially when you look at the stability of the housing market.
Okay, let's unpack that stability.
Sure.
So what are we actually seeing in terms of numbers?
Well, the median home price has dipped just slightly,
Hey.
just by about 0.61%.
Okay.
Might not seem like much, but it's a sign that things are calming down after the roller coaster of the past few years.
So not a buyer's market just yet,
Right.
but maybe a little less of a seller's frenzy.
Exactly. Inventory is creeping up, which is good news for buyers.
Okay.
But we're still below that 6-month threshold that signals a truly balanced market. Sellers still have a bit of leverage.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What's fascinating is that this stabilization is happening against a backdrop of healthy employment growth.
Right.
Fort Worth is sitting at about 1.3%, which means people are moving to the area for jobs.
And people need places to live and work. So
Exactly.
this ties directly into the real estate market,
Absolutely.
both residential and commercial.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But I'm curious,
Yeah.
what's the picture looking like specifically on the commercial side?
Here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The office market in Fort Worth is facing some headwinds, with vacancy rates pushing almost 26%.
Wow.
That's a significant number.
So maybe not the best time to be investing in office space.
It's definitely a challenging market.
Are there any bright spots in the commercial sector, though?
Absolutely.
Okay.
While the office market is grappling with some challenges, the industrial sector is booming.
Okay.
Strong demand, probably fueled by e-commerce growth and those ongoing supply chain shifts we keep hearing about.
Right, yeah, for sure.
So if you're looking at commercial real estate in Fort Worth,
Yeah.
industrial might be the way to go.
Okay, so it's definitely something to keep on your radar,
Absolutely.
especially with this event focusing on identifying those emerging opportunities.
Exactly.
And it's not just Fort Worth.
Right.
When you zoom out to the broader North Texas region, you see a similar cooling trend in the real estate frenzy.
Yeah.
Okay, break that down for me. What does cooling down actually mean in this context?
Well, experts are predicting a dip in median sale prices, about 8.4%.
Okay.
And existing home sales are projected to decrease by around 12.9%.
Got it.
It's not a crash, more like a gradual return to a more sustainable pace.
So things are still moving, but maybe not at warp speed anymore.
Yeah.
More like a normal market,
Right.
which after the past few years,
Another
almost
boom.
feels weird to say, right?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We can't ignore the elephant in the room, which is inflation.
Yeah.
It's hitting North Texas harder than the national average. And that's going to impact everything from construction costs to financing those deals you're looking to de-risk.
Yeah, inflation is like that unpredictable guest at the party.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it's there, but nobody knows exactly how it's going to behave.
Exactly. And speaking of unpredictable guests, there's another factor to consider.
Okay.
Austin's tech boom is spilling over into North Texas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what does that influx of tech folks and companies mean for the Fort Worth market, especially when it comes to real estate?
Well, it's creating a ripple effect, especially for real estate.
Yeah.
Think about the types of properties that tech companies and their employees are looking for.
Right.
They have specific needs and preferences, and that's going to influence demand.
Okay, so we've got a stabilizing housing market,
Yeah.
a strong industrial sector, a cooling but not crashing regional market,
Right.
and the ripple effects of Austin's tech scene.
Right.
What else should we be paying attention to?
One word, mergers.
Okay.
The world of mergers and acquisitions is heating up.
Particularly in industrial and retail real estate and
Right.
even multifamily housing.
And why is that? What's driving all this M&A activity?
Well, there are a few factors at play.
Okay.
First, you have companies looking to expand their footprint or tap into new markets.
Right.
Then you have investors seeking to capitalize on the shifting dynamics of the market.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So where does the banking industry fit into all of this
Yeah.
after all this event is called Real Estate and Banking in 2025?
You're right. The banking industry is a crucial piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
And one of the key trends we're seeing is the expansion of major financial institutions into the DFW area.
Give me an example.
Well, both Wells Fargo Bank and Goldman Sachs are building large campuses in Dallas.
Okay.
This signals a growing financial services sector in the region, which could further fuel M&A activity among banks.
Okay, so we've got big players moving,
yeah,
a hot M&A market,
uh-huh,
and a real estate landscape that's in flux.
Right.
What about those family offices you mentioned earlier?
Yeah. What role are they playing in all of this?
Family offices are becoming major players, especially in the North Texas real estate market.
What?
They're attracted to the region's strong economic fundamentals,
okay,
the gradual increase in housing inventory, and the buzz about potential mortgage rate drops in 2024.
So they're seeing opportunity in a market that's still in transition.
Exactly.
Sounds like it's all about understanding where the market is heading,
mm-hmm,
and positioning yourself accordingly.
Precisely. It's about connecting the dots between these various forces and making strategic decisions based on that understanding.
And this event, with its focus on de-risking deals, seems like the perfect place to gain those insights and make those connections.
Absolutely. By bringing together experts from real estate, banking, finance, and related fields,
right,
the event creates a unique opportunity to learn from the best share perspectives and identify potential opportunities.
So whether you're in lending brokerage development or any other aspect of the real estate and banking world,
yeah,
this event is a must attend.
It's all about navigating the complexities of the market and finding those win-win opportunities.
Right.
And having a solid understanding of the economic landscape is the first step.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But I'm sure there's even more to uncover.
Absolutely.
Where should we head next in our deep dive?
Let's take a closer look at some specific examples of how these trends are playing out in the Fort Worth market.
Okay.
That'll help you connect those broader economic forces to the actual deals and opportunities you'll encounter at the event.
Sounds good.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's jump in. Let's dive into Fort Worth's commercial real estate scene.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on the office market's struggles, but remember, the industrial sector is a completely different story.
Right. You mentioned strong demand and those super low vacancy rates.
The industrial vacancy rate is sitting at a healthy 9.5%. That's incredibly tight.
Okay.
Especially when you consider the amount of new construction happening.
Wait, so even with all this new construction, there's still barely any space available?
Yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of this construction is what we call speculative.
Speculative. Like, yeah, they're just building and hoping someone will show up. Seems risky.
It is a calculated risk.
Okay.
But the fact that developers are willing to build without pre-lease tenants says a lot about their confidence in the Fort Worth industrial market.
So it's more like build it and they will come because demand is that strong.
Exactly. And if those bets pay off, which seems likely given the low vacancy rates,
right,
it could translate into significant profits for developers and investors.
Interesting. So industrial's booming, but what about retail? I know we talked about it being a target for mergers and acquisitions.
DFW retail is surprisingly resilient. The vacancy rate is only 4.8%.
Wow.
That's incredibly low, especially when you consider the rise of e-commerce.
So reports of the death of retail might be a tad exaggerated, at least in DFW.
It seems so. And it's not just about existing spaces. There's over 4 million square feet of retail space under construction right now.
Wow, that's a huge vote of confidence for brick and mortar retail.
It is.
Makes you wonder what they know that we don't.
It's all about adaptation. Retailers are finding ways to offer experiences that you just can't replicate online.
Okay.
Think dining, entertainment, and personalized services.
Right. It's not just about buying stuff anymore. It's about the whole experience.
Exactly.
Smart retailers are tapping into that.
And that resilience is likely what's making retail attractive for mergers and acquisitions.
Okay.
Companies see an opportunity to expand their footprint and reach new customers in a thriving market.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've covered industrial and retail.
Yep.
What about multifamily?
Yeah.
It's tied to population growth, which we know is happening in DFW.
Multifamily is a bit of a mixed bag.
Okay.
On one hand, demand is rebounding. Over 15,000 units were absorbed in the first half of 2024.
That sounds positive. So what's the mixed part?
The vacancy rate.
Okay.
It's currently at 10.7%.
Okay.
Which is near a 20-year high.
So even though people are moving to the area and renting apartments, there's still a lot of empty units. Why is that?
It's a classic case of supply and demand. There's been a lot of multifamily construction in recent years.
Okay.
And it's taking time for that new supply to be absorbed by the market.
So it's a bit of a waiting game, but that oversupply could also create some interesting opportunities for investors, right?
Absolutely. Investors might be able to acquire multifamily properties at a discount.
Okay.
Hoping to capitalize on the eventual recovery of the market.
It's all about timing and understanding those market cycles. So we've been talking a lot about real estate, But what about the banking side of real estate and banking in 2025?
You raise a great point. Let's shift gears and talk about banking.
Okay.
Especially in the context of mergers and acquisitions.
Perfect. I'm curious to see how that landscape is evolving.
One of the most notable trends is the expansion of major financial institutions in DFW.
Okay.
We already mentioned Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs building those massive campuses in Dallas.
Right. It's like they're making a statement, we're here and we're serious about this market.
Exactly. And that kind of presence from big players often creates a ripple effect, attracting other businesses and investors to the region.
So it's not just about those two banks. It's about the overall signal it sends to the market, more growth, more opportunity.
Precisely. And for attendees at this event who are involved in the banking sector, understanding these trends and how they impact the competitive landscape will be crucial.
They need to know who's playing the game, what the rules are, and how to win.
Now let's talk about those quiet giants we mentioned earlier, family offices.
Yeah.
Remember how they're becoming more active in real estate?
Yeah. I'm really curious to learn more about how they're approaching the Fort Worth and North Texas markets.
Well, one of our sources highlights Texas, specifically North Texas, as a hotbed of investment opportunities for family offices.
What makes North Texas so attractive to them? Is it just the real estate market, or is there more to it?
It's a combination of factors. First, you have those strong economic fundamentals we discussed earlier, job growth, population growth, a diversified economy. All of that creates a solid foundation for investment.
Right. It's not just about a quick buck. It's about long-term stability and growth.
Exactly. And then you have the gradual increase in housing inventory in North Texas, which presents opportunities for family offices interested in real estate.
It's like finding that sweet spot, a market that's still favorable to sellers, but also offers some room for negotiation.
Precisely. And let's not forget about the predicted decline in mortgage rates for 2024.
Right.
That could further boost home buying and affordability,
okay,
making it even more attractive for family offices to enter the market.
So they're looking for value, but they're also strategic.
Yeah.
They're not just jumping in blindly.
And it's not just about residential real estate either.
Okay.
Family offices are interested in commercial real estate infrastructure projects and even private equity investments.
So they're diversifying their portfolios, taking a holistic approach to investing in the region.
Absolutely. And this growing presence of family offices is something that attendees at this event should definitely be aware of.
It's like a whole new set of players entering the game that could be potential partners, competitors, or both.
Exactly. Understanding their investment strategies, their areas of focus, and their risk tolerance will be key for anyone looking to do business with them.
This is fascinating. It's amazing how interconnected all of these trends are. Real estate, banking, family offices, even the tech boom in Austin, it's all part of the same story.
It's like putting together a puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Each piece we examine reveals another layer of complexity and opportunity.
And I have a feeling we've only just begun to scratch the surface. Where do we go from here? What else can we uncover?
Let's shift our focus to the event itself.
Okay.
Knowing what we know now, what are some key takeaways attendees should keep in mind as they head into real estate and banking in 2025?
Okay, so we've explored the economic trends, dissected the market dynamics, and even met the new players on the field with real estate and banking in 2025, just around the corner.
Right.
What's the biggest takeaway for attendees?
If I had to sum it up in two words, I'd say cautious optimism.
Interesting choice of words. What does that mean in this context?
Well, it means there's a real sense of opportunity in Fort Worth and North Texas.
Okay.
But not without challenges.
Okay.
Those who are well-informed and strategic stand to benefit the most.
So not all sunshine and rainbows.
Right.
But not a complete washout either.
Exactly. It's about understanding the nuances, weighing the risks and rewards, and making informed decisions based on data and insights. And that's precisely where this event comes in.
Okay.
Think of it as your GPS for navigating this complex landscape.
Attending almost feels like a cheat code, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You get to hear from experts across various fields,
right,
network with other professionals, and essentially get a crash course in what's coming next.
I like that analogy. And with the information we've discussed, attendees are already walking in with a head start.
Right.
They'll be able to ask more insightful questions, make those strategic connections, and get the most out of the experience.
It's like showing up to a potluck with the main course already in hand.
Yeah.
You're ready to contribute and engage on a deeper level.
Speaking of engagement, remember what we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
The real magic happens when different perspectives collide.
Right.
This event is intentionally bringing together professionals from real estate, banking, finance, and other related fields.
So it's not just about passively absorbing information.
Right.
It's about active participation, sparking conversations, challenging assumptions, and exploring those win-win opportunities that might be hiding in plain sight.
Precisely. This event isn't about one person having all the answers. It's about collective wisdom and collaboration.
Okay.
You might find your next big opportunity simply by talking to someone from a different sector, someone you wouldn't normally cross paths with.
This has been incredibly helpful. I feel much more prepared to attend this event.
Good.
And I'm genuinely excited to see how these trends play out in real time.
That's what it's all about. Remember, knowledge is only powerful when you put it into action.
Yeah.
Take these insights, engage with the speakers and attendees, and think about how you can leverage this knowledge to create value and drive success in your own ventures.
Great advice. Who knows? Maybe we'll bump into each other there.
I wouldn't be surprised. It seems like anyone in the Fort Worth and North Texas market will be at this event.
Well, on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive. Thanks for joining me on this journey.
It's been my pleasure. And to our listener, good luck at real estate and banking in 2025. Remember, the future of the market is being shaped right now, and you have a front row seat.